Well, greetings, Randy and Terry. I hope you're doing well. And I hope this recording turns out okay. Without further ado, I'm just going to jump right into this event that happened one morning when Lisa and Jack and I were living in Goleta, California. And Goleta is a good hour's drive from where I worked in Santa Maria. So it was a pretty long commute for me, and I had to leave early in the day. My son Jack was attending high school in Goleta, and that was an interesting experience in itself. And then Lisa had this, she had a really good job. She worked as a speech therapist and a language therapist, pretty similar kinds of things, but she was very good at what she did. And, you know, you remember Lisa. Lisa was just so easy to get along with. She was always happy and she was great at her job. She just was able to work with people very well. And right away, she became a valued employee of this company. This company provided speech and language services for people in their homes and also convalescent centers and some hospitals as well. So here's the thing. Here's what happened. So the night before this began, we had a great dinner. I kid about tofu. Lisa made this sweet and sour tofu thing that I didn't think we were going to like at first, but I really grew to love it, and it was a very tasty meal. And she and my son Jack got along really well. It was a typical dinner. We joked around, had a nice dinner, and messed around the house a little bit, maybe I read a little bit or whatever, just a nice evening. And so we all went to bed, and this is the beginning of a terrible episode. So the next day we had a routine in the morning. The next day I got up, got ready to go to work, and hopped in the car and drove to Santa Maria. When I got to Santa Maria, I walked into my office and sat down, and just as I sat down, the telephone rang, and it was Lisa. This is not good. It was really terrible. I said, "Hey, hi, Lisa, what's up?" And she said, "Well, Jack stole my car. He took the car when I was in the shower. And unbeknownst to Lisa or myself, Jack had a friend who came down from San Luis Obispo, and
he spent the night in our garage. We didn't know he was there.
He made this friend in school when we were there in San Luis Obispo for a year, and he was an okay kid. He was all right." So, but they together, they were a force to be contended with. So they took Lisa's car. Lisa had a lot of appointments that day. She couldn't get to any of them. She was, she handled it very well, but of course she was upset, and nobody knew where Jack and this kid, his name was Chris, where Jack and Chris were. Later, we discovered that they had taken the car down highway or up Highway 101 heading north from Santa Barbara. And there is an area near San Luis Obispo where they're not really mountains, they're tall, very tall hills, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 feet high. And there's a road that goes around there, it's called the Rim Road. And they drove all the way around that road. They destroyed Lisa's car. They smeared feces all over the inside of the car. They destroyed the upholstery. The gear shift knob was all weird. It was bent somehow. The car you couldn't fix it. It was just past any kind of repair. And it was impounded by the police. The police in San Luis Obispo, which is where Jack and Chris drove to, were looking for it for them. There was like an all points bulletin, you know, find these kids. They're just out. Everybody thought they were just out for a joyride, but it was much more. And so there's a great big huge grocery store in San Luis Obispo, right in the center of town, and they parked the car there and they went in. The police were on to them, though. It was both the city police and the state police. And they pretty much surrounded the store, and they came out of the store. Well, no, Chris came out of the front door from the store, and he was immediately arrested by the police. And my son Jack saw this happening from inside the store, and so he decided to exit the back of the store. But the police were waiting for them there, and they got Jack, and they both ended up in the juvenile jail. And it was a nightmare. It was just an unbelievable nightmare. And really, it was, as I look back on it, it was one of the major factors that, Lisa and I had to, we split up. That was terrible. It was awful. I didn't think I was going to make it through that. I was just so sad and depressed. I was a little angry at my son, but as it turned out, it was the beginning of almost 4 years of my son Jack being in mental hospitals in California. They were all near Fresno. He went between three different hospitals in that area, and he was diagnosed as schizophrenic. I don't know, it was an unusual kind of schizophrenia, but basically it was the typical characteristics were there, but he had some unusual characteristics as well. So anyway, that was the whole incident that kind of led up to Lisa and I breaking up. I really couldn't blame her. There was more than that. I mean, Lisa was very social. I was too, but she was appropriately social, and I was not. So anyway, I just wanted to put that in there, and that's the end of the story. Hey, I hope you guys are doing well. I wanted to add that I don't know how to write all of the stuff that I'm writing. I'm just kind of winging it. I'm trying to find a format that works. So it's probably going to be a continuation of this hodgepodge of various kinds of communication, if you will. So some letters, probably some recordings, maybe a short movie or two. I'm into making movies that they're all maybe 3 or 4 minutes long. So you'll probably be getting a link to some of those. If this is just over the top for you guys, then, you know, by all means, just drop me a note and let me know, and I'll stop. All right. So, okay, I'm going to stop right now. I hope you're doing well. And I'll be in touch. Talk to you soon. Bye.